Bradenton Area State Senator Mike Bennett's bill that would eliminate impact fees was substantially changed today and will no longer freeze such fees for 3 years. Bennett's bill now would limit impact fees to $2 a square foot on residential properties and $8 for commercial properties. The bill also creates a real estate transfer fee paid for by the grantor of the property, but exempts first-time sales.
The surtax goes to pay for local government infrastructure. None of it comes up to the state of Florida. The local government keeps it. There's no risk that the state of Florida would transfer that funds to other general purposes. It would be strictly to use for infrastructure.
After a representative from the Florida Association of Realtors said his group was against the new proposal because of a long-standing policy opposing what are known as local dock stamps, Bennett said that his plan will be costing homeowners less than what they've been paying now, but ultimately will bring more revenue to municipalities and school districts. To illustrate, the GOP senator from Bradenton said that currently in Collier County, an impact fee for a purchased home is around $40,000. He said that on a 30-year fixed mortgage at 5%, that amounted to an additional $328 a month for that homeowner. But under his new scenario, that homeowner would only pay a 1% surcharge.
The average person in the state of Florida keeps their home between 5 and 7 years. The average home has gone up in value over the lifetime of keeping track in Florida, not the last couple of years where it's been outrageously high. But the average inflation of the home has been in excess of 3%. If you take 3% and you compound it over 5 years, you're going to have roughly a 13 or 18% increase in home value over that 5 years. The seller would be paying 1% of that. In other words, inflation will pay for it.
Rebecca O'Hare is with the Florida League of Cities. She said there was no question that impact fees are high, but said there's an infrastructure deficit in Florida right now that might only exacerbate with a reduction in impact fees. She also questioned the caps that Bennett would place on impact fees.
Why this particular number? Why the $2 and $8? And Senator Bennett and I have talked about that. It's an arbitrary number. I understand that it
needs
to be...
I wanted 1 and 5.
That's right. I understand that it needs to be low enough to make people want to do the surtax, but it also needs to be high enough to ensure that it does adequately pay for the infrastructure, because quite frankly, if the impact fee doesn't cover the cost of the new demand, then that cost is going to be borne by other taxpayers, and there's an equity issue that ought to be considered in that.
O'Hara also worried that under the Bennett proposal, there could be significant lag time in terms of sufficient funding coming in, since a transfer tax would not affect anybody who sells their home for the first time. Doug Book of the Florida Home Builders Association said his group supports the Bennett bill. He said he knows about local governments in the state right now considering doubling impact fees, which he says only makes homes less affordable.
Every existing home is going to rise in price, maybe not 20, but because of the comparables, that's going to bring everybody up. They're going to pay more in taxes, and it's going to cost them more to buy that house. By moving away from a fixed exaction to something smaller and broader, it's going to help hold down housing costs.
State Senator Rhonda Storms represents Brandon and East Hillsborough County in the legislature. She says she's consistently been against high impact fees throughout her career and, in fact, has actively campaigned against them in Hillsborough County. However, she was concerned that the changes in Bennett's bill were coming extremely late in the legislative session.
I guess it's not the 11th hour, but it must be at least 10 o'clock in session. And so it feels like this is a good idea, but I just wish we had more time to spend on it and to discuss it. The other reason why I think that it might be difficult to do this is because I think that it might have an unintended consequence of slowing down real estate transactions.
Bennett's proposal is based on the fact that he says on average a homeowner in Florida sells their home every 5 to 7 years, thus the opportunities to charge on resales. But Senator Storm says she believes that now and in the future, people will live longer in their homes, thus depriving some of the revenues that Bennett forecasts. And she was concerned there wouldn't be enough funds for infrastructure.
It isn't just that we want roads fixed. It is that people die. People die in traffic if there's no traffic lights there. So I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith, that your cousin was killed at Mulrennan Road and Highway 60, but there's no money to put in a traffic light because it used to be that the developer had to put it in, but they don't have to put it in anymore. Why don't you call your state senator or your state legislature? And that will be the conversation that will happen.
Denise Lane is the executive director with the Hillsborough County-based Coalition for Responsible Growth. She agrees with Senator Storms that while the change in Senator Bennett's proposal has promise, it comes much too late in the legislative session.
If we're going to go this route, it needs to be done not the last 3 weeks of session like he's doing, but to be vetted out through the year, file this bill right at the beginning of the session, and have the stakeholders working on it. By now, that bill should be in pretty good shape if it had been brought at the beginning of session. But because he's putting something new in, and again, you know, better a little something than no something doesn't work anymore. It's killing us. We're chipping away at growth management laws that aren't working real well anyway. We're not really fixing anything.